Chapter 4. In Lexi's dream, she fell. In reality, her body spasmed and slid off one side of the chair, and then she was fully awake. What had awakened her? A door closing. Her head snapped toward the front door. Her arm leveled the knife at it. There was no knife in her fist. Where was it? Lexi quick-scanned the floor but couldn't see anything. She dropped to her knees, breathing hard, groping under the chair while keeping her eyes up, neck craned. He might come down on me from behind. Who might? Ward. Her fingers closed on a serrated blade which snagged her skin in the soft fold of the knuckle. Air stung the cut. She finally found the handle and whirled with it, making a sweeping clockwise arc. On coming around, her wrist bone smashed into the cheap wood frame of the chair. The pain, tangible and immediate, restored her focus. Nothing in the space was out of the ordinary, nothing but the sound of her own shaggy breath. The room was empty. Sunlight had found its way through the downturned slats of the blinds. What time was it? What was the door she'd heard close? If that was not real, she'd go get herself a room near her dad's at the mental health assistance residence. A faucet squeaked. Pipes groaned. The shower. Gina was in the bathroom, of course. Her Friday morning classes started earlier than they did the rest of the week. Lexi dropped back onto her fanny and exhaled, guessing it was nearly 7. Molly would head to school in about an hour. She would drag herself out from under the covers before she was fully awake, cook herself a bowl of oatmeal on the stove. The kitchen. The target. Lexi got to her feet. She had to clean up the mess before Molly woke up. She glanced at the fingerprints that were smeared on the doorframe, but in the shifted lighting of the morning, she couldn't see them. Hoping the paint was water-based, she decided to pull out the all-purpose cleaner. She had the presence of mind to go look for her camera first, though. It would be a good idea to document the incident that she was about to scrub clean, especially if Ward continued to harass her into testifying on Norm's behalf. Between now and deciding what she would ultimately have to do, anything could happen. Her point-and-shoot was a low-quality digital...